If you have $300 and you want to get started and get your first wholesaling deal and eventually turn that into a $10,000 a month wholesaling real estate business, I can tell you straight up, it is 100% possible. Why do I believe it's possible? Because that's what I did. My first year wholesaling real estate, I started out with $300. So every single time I do a podcast or I talk to anybody and they want to know my story, it's always starting with $300 and then turning that into the millions of dollars per year business that we currently have in wholesaling real estate. When you go out here and you talk about getting started in this business and getting rich in wholesaling, right? There's a lot of wholesalers that believe, oh, I only have $300 or I have $300, I can use that, right? $300 is not going to stop you to get rich in wholesaling. You can definitely go out here with $300 and create an empire. Now, it's how you use that $300. It's the mindset you have, it's the knowledge you have, and knowing exactly how to use it. Giving somebody 30 grand and they don't know what they're doing in wholesaling, they're not going to get a deal. You can give me $5 and I can probably get a virtual wholesaling deal within the hour, right? Does that mean that the money is going to change it? No, it's not the money. I want everyone to know it's not about the cash. It's about the knowledge you do it. Now, the cash does help. It's a tool. And that's what we're going to use today. The $300 is a tool on top of what to do to start making a $10,000 a month wholesaling real estate operation. So if you're excited out here and if you're ready to make $10,000 every single month in wholesaling with only starting out $300, guys, let's go out here and let's break it down. Let's get into it. Before I break it down, before I break everything down here, do me a favor. Make sure you go out here and smash that like button. You hit that subscribe button, the bell, so you never forget or miss a live stream you have. And obviously, complimentary questions. We love to hear from you, love to talk to you, and make you the best wholesaler possible. So without further ado, you know what we got to do. We got to cue the intro.
Let's go.
Get you excited, and let's get it going, guys. Woo!
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up, get up. Get the guy. Go. Gotta wake up. Gotta wake up, bitch. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Snap! We're ready to go. We're excited, and we're gonna write down. So shout out to Tony. You know, smash that like button. Hope everyone goes and smashes that like button.
Appreciate it.
Let's break it down and let's get into it and let's talk. So first and foremost, you got $300. We're gonna cut the fluff. We're just gonna get straight into this because you need to know what to do, right? So you're asking this question. You're starting out in this business, right? I have $300, and I want to get my first wholesaling deal. That's the question a lot of people have, right? And the reason why we're doing this, because I start with $300, right? And people had even less than that, or people even had more than that, right? But the thing you have to understand right now is $300 is going to, it's enough. Okay, just, so there's two wholesalers out here. I think I talked about a little before, but I'll break it down again. When you're presented with a situation, this problem, you usually have two answers. You have two thoughts going through your brain. And usually this is what you think, right? Number one, usually say, I only have $300 to get a deal. Oh. Or you say, hey, I will make $100,000 this year in wholesaling real estate, right? You either say that I only have $300 or I will make $100,000 this year in wholesaling real estate with my $300. That's it, right? And the biggest difference, right, between the people that are actually watching this video that are going to be successful and not is this difference. So the ones that are successful always will say this. I will make 100K. What do people that are not successful, they say, I want to make 100K. Yeah. Before we break down like exactly what to do, I want to understand the difference between I want and I will change everything for your success.
Now, I mean, Tony Robbins really says it best. When you change your shoulds to a must,
yeah,
it like when you should, I'll try, it almost guarantees you failure, like from step one. So if you make it a priority and you don't negotiate with yourself, and let's face it, most of you negotiate with yourself. If you'll just start with that mind shift, listen, wholesaling is mechanical. It's proven. I've proven it over 21 years. Most of these people on the lives have proven it. So you know it's not a scam and it works. Everybody asks me, Rick, what's the difference between someone who actually hits it out of the park in this and people who just fall out of this business? Some people make it a must and others just try, or I should, or I want to. Remember, wholesalers, if we're focusing on people that only need to sell their house versus people want to sell your house, maybe you need to make that shift too. And I will tell you, I just put myself out there when I did wholesaling. I really did not have a ship to go back to. I was so burnt out my corporate world. And I'm telling you, I said, I'm going to make this happen. So get rid of the words, the soft words, the should, the tries, I'm thinking about. And if you'll make that shift, it'll change what you do. Honestly, if you start with absolutely no money or 100 grand starting out in this business, if you don't change that one thing I talked about with the mindset, you're probably not going to make it. And that's why you see a lot of people who pay gurus big money. They don't make it because they never made that commitment.
So if you want to make that, turn that $300 to $100,000 this year, make that shift right now. That's the one thing that it's hard for me to teach you, right? It's that mindset that I will make 100K, not that I want to, that'd be nice. That's the difference between the people that get into wholesaling real estate because they want the Lamborghini, the sick watch, and the cool chain versus the one that wants to feed their family, protect their wealth, and actually build something and a legacy for their family forever. Those are big differences, right? And once you're able to do that and you have that driving factor, it's going to lead to your success. So let's talk about it. This is going to be really my four-step foolproof way to get wholesaling deals with $300. Like you don't got the cash. You don't know how to get in this, right? This is going to be it. This is going to be my foolproof way to do it. Like, honestly, if you're getting this business right now and you want a way where, like, if you're even, you don't know anything about wholesaling, you feel like you need a guru, you don't need them, right? All you need to do is follow this four-step plan. And this four-step plan is something the gurus don't like. I could charge you a $4,000 course on this, a little seminar on the weekend for this, but I'm just going to break it down right now. This is stuff you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And I'm just going to reveal it. It's kind of annoying. It's kind of weird, but like it's four steps. Let's talk about the steps. Learn, plan, attack, repeat. Most wholesalers that make 100K their first year do only these steps. And I've taught hundreds of thousands of wholesalers actually how to get rich in this business. I've taught hundreds and hundreds of thousands of wholesalers how to start or learn this business. But the ones that actually turn out to be successful, they always do these things. And so this is what we're going to teach today, and this is what we're going to break down for you right now. Learn, plan, attack, repeat. So let's break this down. Step one, learn. You got to learn how to get started in wholesaling real estate. That's what we're talking about today. Pretty simple. You're starting out in wholesaling. You want to know what to do, all these things. This is a great, first of all, starter video for anybody watching this, like how to get your feet wet in this business, right? First and foremost, you got to learn. All right. You don't know anything about wholesaling. You're going to have to learn some fundamentals of it before you get better, train, and actually know how to get deals, right? So how do you do it, right? Number one, asking questions on live streams. You're right here currently on a live stream. This is probably one of the best ways to actually get in contact with us, right?
Hands down.
Like, I mean, you got questions. There's literally, if you go in the comments on here, there are hundreds of wholesalers in the comments you can ask questions to. Mm-hmm. Networking. Guys, how invaluable is it if you can be in a room? Pretty much what? How many live streams do you do a week? Four live streams a week.
Yeah, four.
You can be in a room with hundreds of wholesalers, some that are new, some that are successful, and network with them four times a week across the entire country. The reason why it's so amazing is because I could be in Dallas, Texas right now as my market. I could talk to a guy in Jacksonville who's not my competition. He's going to tell me what works because he's not scared that I'm going to go beat him out on deals. But the problem is when you're in Dallas and you talk to other Dallas wholesalers, they're going to be disingenuous with you, right? They're going to say words. They're going to be like, oh, I don't know if I can tell you the right information. The guy in Jacksonville is going to want it from you, and he's going to give you good info too, so you both rise together and make more money. So number one, ask questions on the live stream, right? And what I mean by asking the right questions, right? There's right questions and wrong questions. Most questions, I would say 80% of all questions asked on my live streams to me and you, right? Mm-hmm. They are actually inside of freehustling.com, our free hustling course. Am I right or not?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons we created the course, to answer as many questions as we humanly possibly can. And like, I could only go over so much in just over an hour. So that's why we create it. And honestly, I can tell the people who actually go through it, and then there's ones who want to be spoon-fed. The ones that actually go through it completely, they're the ones on track for the must. The ones just being spoon-fed, they're just trying it. I promise you, trying it's never going to cut it in wholesaling. But it's all out there for you, period.
Yeah, so freewholesaling.com. That is our free wholesaling course where we teach you everything from start to finish. The entire wholesaling real estate process. Wait,
you don't hold anything back and upsell them in a course?
There's nothing held back. It's all in freewholesaling.com. It's all in there. So from that course, you're going to learn exactly how to start wholesaling, marketing, all the knowledge you need is going to be in there. So I get questions like, Zach, how do I wholesale a pre-foreclosure? How do I pull a pre-foreclosure? It's in the marketing on the lists. There's a whole pre-foreclosure section, video, all these things. So go to freewholesaling.com. There's questions there. Now, if you have questions like, hey, I got a deal right now and I don't know what to do, you go to the live stream, ask me, hop on the one-on-ones, talk to me. Like, it's an amazing way to do it, right? I'm just telling everybody right now, you got to go to freewholesaling.com and you start the learning process. Now, once you learn what to do, I'm telling you, learning is like what? It's like 5 or 10% of the whole work and the process in wholesaling. Like, talking about the hours you got to put in the game, 5, 10% of it is in freewholesaling.com. Here's the problem. Think about, you're trying to be the best basketball player in the world. If you don't know how the rules work, or you don't know how to train properly,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Like, yeah. I can just dribble all day and learn how to dribble, but if I don't know how to shoot the basketball or defend or do anything, I'm going to be a terrible basketball player, right? You got to learn the rules of basketball, and then you can train inside of it and actually start practicing and doing things like that. So this is why you guys got to at least learn the fundamentals. What I show you in the course, what list to call, what list not to call, and how much is the course? It's free. That's why it's called freewholesaling.com. You guys got to go in there and break it down. The problem is, on YouTube, we have thousands of videos. You can't even fathom the amount of hours you'd have to go through to watch every single video I've ever done. But
nor should you go through every one of them. That's not the idea.
But in a weekend or a couple weekends,
absolutely.
Or if you really like, you got a full-time job and you wanted like an hour a day or an hour every other day, or you know, a couple hours on the weekend, within a month or two, really 30 days, you can get the whole process licked, and then you don't have to like watch those videos. I mean, you should watch them, but like, you're pretty much good, right?
We are the Netflix of wholesaling.
We have that. We have a 30-day wholesaling challenge inside of it too, which is kind of an express version, where for every day you watch a quick video, not that quick, but like for 30 days of start to finish the entire wholesaling process, which basically means the entire wholesaling you can learn in 30 days, and I show you, you got to take action. So let's talk about step two. We learn what wholesaling is. Now we actually have to start going out here and taking action, right? We have to start doing things, right? And why didn't I go from learning to just calling sellers, right? I learned how to cold call. I know how to do all these things. You have to plan, all right? One thing I need to tell you is every single successful wholesaling operation, every single successful wholesaler, whatever we do, they all had plans. They don't run around willy-nilly all day like, oh, what am I going to do today? Oh. If you wake up in the morning and you don't know what you're going to do for wholesaling, you're behind the eight ball. You're screwed, okay? This is just, you know, it's like going to the gym and saying, I'm just going to do the exercise machines that I feel good today for. Like, first of all, when you do that, you're going to miss some body parts. You know, like, it's going to be terrible, right? You only train dribbling for basketball. You're going to be terrible at the other things. It's just, you have to be all around really good at what you do. And so this is important for making a plan. You think of every great king, queen, ruler, conqueror, someone really admirable in the past. They all had one thing in common. Alexander the Great, he took over as the king of Macedonia at 22 years old, right? Mm-hmm. He conquered pretty much most of Persia, upper parts of Africa, right? Do you think he just walked around and said, I feel like, you know, I'm just going to go conquer. You soldiers, just run around all day and do whatever you want. No, he had plans. You don't win wars. You don't win crazy great stuff without a plan. Okay. One American that was really cool that I really look up to and I think is really cool is MLK Jr., right? Mm-hmm. MLK Jr., that was a man with a plan. Okay. He didn't walk around like, you know what? I'm just going to do what I feel like for the day. No, he made plans and he took action and he made great change in the country, right? People that make great changes in the world, people, the men and women that actually changed lives for everybody, they all did. You got to look at it like this. They all did it with a plan. Right? There's some people that, you know, a little off the cuff, but for most great, crazy things, they take a plan. And so what's your plan? Why should you plan? What great, amazing thing? You are going to conquer your financial freedom. You are going to create a generational change in your family forever. That's not something you do in the dime of a, oh, okay, whatever. This ain't the lottery. You just win the lottery and boom, everything's changed, right? You have to create a plan. You're conquering your finances. You're conquering your future life. You're creating a life of your dreams. This is not something you just walk around all day like, yeah, that'd be nice. No, you're going to attack. This is a warrior mentality. And so to do this, you have to plan and you have to go out here and then execute the plan after. Guys, what is it? You fail to plan. A failure to plan is a plan to fail.
Correct. And the reality is you're not going to pick this up any of your K through 12, even in college. It's just not in the curriculum. So the crazy part is you got to figure out how to do it. And most people, like, even they can have all the brains and the smarts and the highest IQ. Like, you've got to have a plan to attack. So it's like, it drives me crazy when people go and get their education, they get their degrees, everything. And then they go out and they get a job in their field and they're like, you know, I'm not making enough money. I didn't, that's not fair. And it's just like, if you did your research and you had a plan, you should know exactly target what you're going to make and what, if it was going to make you happy. And if not, it's on you. Stop blaming the system. You guys have to plan. Wholesaling is no different. And honestly, I got to be honest with you. When I left the corporate world, or when I was in the corporate world with the wholesaling, I was so excited to make that change because I knew that I just had no freedom. I didn't have freedom of time. I didn't have freedom of money.
Yeah.
And I was excited. So you should be excited about this period in your life, because most of you are watching this because you're completely frustrated with the current system you've been adopted to.
Yeah.
And most of you admit it doesn't work. Some of you have been in corporate world forever. Some of you are just getting through school. Like, what the hell am I going here for? So you should be excited about this part.
Yeah, exactly. Chris has a great one here. He says, your why should make you cry. I really like that. Yeah. It's true. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was crying long before I even hit my why, dude. Like, guys, you understand. I suffered for 12 years.
Yeah.
The whole point of going here is if I can save one person from my 12-year journey, other than my son, I really feel like I fulfilled my role in wholesaling. I'm telling you. I've tried every other way. If you are bought into wholesaling and you love what it's all about, make the change, but please start with a plan.
Yeah. So let's talk about the plan. How do you make a plan? What's the plan? All these things, right? We teach you in freewholesaling.com again. I feel like I'm plugging that too much, but I'm just telling you. So what is it, right? You have to make a time budget and a money budget. Those are the two budgets you have in wholesaling real estate. Those are the two resources you have. That's it. You have two resources to use, and how you utilize those resources is going to be everything for you. And so let's talk about it. What's a time budget? A time budget is a budget of your time. So in wholesaling real estate, we have time and money, right? And so how do I utilize my time? If you let time make a schedule for you, it's going to run over you unless you make a schedule for your time. So for example, if I go walk around and say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do today, you're going to be you'll find a way to be busy. But if you make time for something, it will find a way for you not to be busy. And so one thing about that is if you have a 9-to-5 job and you decide you'll wholesale after your 9-to-5, but you don't have a plan for it, things creep in. Parties, going out here and for dinners, hanging out with people, right? But like if you say, hey, no, from 5 to 7, I'm cold calling, and you make that a priority, you will consistently do it and you won't stop. But the problem is when you're not committed and you don't have dedication for that, you start freeloading off of it. And then your 5 to 7 goes from like 6 to 7, and then it just changes willy-nilly. And when you're not consistent, you don't do well. Money budget, same thing. How much money are you going to put in the business, right? You can't – a lot of people will lose $4,000 or $5,000 in marketing because they have no money budget. They would just keep throwing skip tracing cash in there. You need a budget for it too. And the reason for a budget is not because it will help you save your time, but also make sure you don't waste time. And that's very important. And so when you're going from 5 to 7, you have to work, guess what? I can't scroll on TikTok during those times. I can't watch Zach Ginn videos, which are the best videos ever on Flip of the Rick YouTube channel, right? I can't do any of that stuff. I need to cold call. That's my cold calling time. So my cold calling time used to be 2 to 7 p.m. Nothing happened in between there. All my friends, they will tell you, okay, nothing was ever available during those times, okay? Literally, I could tell you my dorm room. I was in my dorm room at University of Florida. I was cold calling 2 to 7 p.m. My roommate, I've said this story multiple times. I'll use another story. My other roommate, he was in another place. All these stories involved him bringing girls over. I don't know why. They always brought girls over. And 2 to 7 p.m. was never the time I brought girls over. You know why? That was money time. That was cash time for Zach, okay? I'm building an empire here. I remember one guy, he brought this girl from FSU over. And, you know, he was just having fun. But, like, he was in another room. And guess who was in the other room cold calling for 5 hours straight? Me. And he busted the door. So funny. And he's like, dude, you got to stop. I got, you know, this person over. I'm like, no, I'm cold calling. To this day, you know, it didn't work out with him, obviously. Yeah. But he said, Zach, you're a very dedicated guy. And he did not regret, he wasn't mad at me over it. But I'll tell you, that was the type of person I was. I wasn't, still friends to this day, great friends. I don't care. Like, this is the time I cold call. You know not to bring anyone over during this time. Because Zach Ginn is doing wholesaling deals. All right? I'm telling you, if you go out here and you don't dedicate a time and you don't make that, if you make, oh, maybe this happened. No. My time to cold call is my time to cold call. Because that is the time that built me money, built me cash. And think about this. That was when I was like 19, 20. Every time I made 100K and I put 100K into property, that property right now, worth like 170, 180. Like, mm-hmm. So that 100K I made was really 180 grand. And it pays me 18 grand a year for the rest. Like, it's insane generational wealth. I do it.
So guys, we always talk about, everybody knows about the compound effect with money. The exact same thing works with time. So in the beginning, you guys are going to trade a lot of time. I mean a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you go, well, I thought I was getting freedom of time, Rick. You have to make an investment. And when you invest in it, you put in a ton of time in the beginning. You guys, I worked 7 days a week for 2 years straight. I didn't even come up for air, like, because I had another job too. And I had 24 hours just like everybody else on this live, and I made a huge investment. Now, it was a lot, but fast forward to where I am today, I can do what I want because the compound effect works on your time just like it does on your money. So also, like money, you're going to have to give it up, especially when you don't have a lot in the beginning. But can you imagine what the compound effect is 20 years later when you put in the work in wholesaling, you picked up deals, you figured it out. It is unbelievable. It's just like that repair guy that comes. Here's a meme where he comes and he, like, they have this big giant boat and they can't fix the prop. The guy doesn't have a problem. They've hired all these consultants. The guy comes there, bangs the hammer twice, knows exactly how to do it. And he goes, you know, that'll be $2,000. They go, yeah, but you're only here 10 minutes. He goes, you weren't here during my 5,000 hour journey. Like, it took me a ton of time to get to this point. Same thing, guys. Think about the compounding effect of time. It has the same value as money. And in the long run, the time will actually be worth more than the money. Although most of you think the money is much more valuable than the time, I want you to make the time investment so you can make that trade down the road just like I did.
Exactly. So create that plan and then... here's the most important part. This is the attack plan. This is the action, right? I like to call it action, but honestly, it's attack, right? Like, what's attacking? It's like attacking sharpening. Is moving forward, never surrendering, never quitting, and just going.
Yep.
You don't stop. You don't surrender. You don't say, oh, it's hard. When you attack, you don't say that. Oh, this is really difficult. No, when you're attacking, you're in the heat of the battle. Like, you ain't stopping. Okay. There's nothing that's going to stop you. You got to keep charging because guess what happens when you're attacking and you decide to hesitate. It don't work. You can't hesitate. You have to do it. And what attack do I do? Guess what? There's no overthinking it because you already have a plan. How do most battles get won? We think of like Battle of Yorktown, pincer formations, all these great military battles. They all had plans. So like the people attacking weren't like, what do we do? They all had the plans. So when you're attacking, a lot of people are like, I don't know where to drive for dollars today. I don't know what to cold call. I don't know where to text. I don't know what to text. Your plan should have already had that all scheduled out. Hey, Monday I do this, Tuesday I do this, Wednesday I do this from this time to this time. This is important. And so when you're attacking, you have to have a plan for the attack. Attack that has no plan is never a good attack at all. Why in the NFL, the wide receivers just, they don't run the routes they feel like, right? They have a plan. They have a play and set, and then they go do the play, right?
Yeah, and the first series is usually scripted out.
Yeah. And so I'm just letting you guys know, like, you got to attack, but you also have to have a plan. If you don't have the plan, you're not going to do well. And most importantly, stick to the plan. You made a plan. Don't abort it halfway. Unless it's like terrible, like you're getting nothing, no good results. But like, I mean, you got to be smart with it too. I'm telling you, stick to the plan. And it's like, well, how many leads to get a deal and all these things? We teach it all on freelancing.com. It's in there, right? But I'm just telling you, you got to stick to the plan. All right. So like, for example, if you make a schedule of like, hey, I want to do 100 driving for dollars leads this week. Do it and don't stop. I like, hey, I'm only at 80 this week. You got to get that 100. Yeah, you can't stop. I don't understand. Like, you have to make a plan and then execute that plan to its fullest. That's how you get successful in this business. But the people like do this willy-nilly, they're not going to be successful. So I love doing the one-on-ones. We'll do one-on-ones today. Guess what happens in the one-on-one when somebody says, wholesaling's just not working for me. Always. Lack of action or a lack of knowledge. It's usually a lack of action or lack of knowledge. What do I mean by this, right? A lot of wholesalers will make a plan and they'll do actually really well, but they decided to skip a couple videos in freelancing.com because they'd rather watch Black Mirror on Netflix, and they didn't know that I should not cold call a pre-foreclosure list because you didn't decide to watch all the videos. And guess what happens? You decide all I'm going to do is cold call pre-foreclosures, and then you get no results, but you worked 100 hours this week, mm-hmm. and now you're crying to me. And I said, well, just go to the pre-foreclosure module. It's in there. And I literally have it stated big. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't go through all of them because, you know, I thought they were all YouTube videos, so I'm just going to skip it. Guys, it's curated perfectly, so that's all you need to get started. It's insane. But guys, you have to go out here, learn what to do, take a plan, and then attack. And then fourth, this is actually the hardest part. Repeat, okay? This is consistency. This is doing it over and over and over and over again. I know you seem crazy doing it, but I'm telling you, it's all about that consistent action. Why is that? And it's so cliche too. You know, do it over and over again, right? Because I teach so many people to make 100K in this business. I teach so many people to be really good and successful and rich. And they all do the same thing pretty much every single day. They don't stop. So it's like you talk to a bodybuilder. Do they work out consistently? Yes. Do NBA players train consistently? Yes. Everyone that's ever good at anything, let's think about that for a second. Anyone that's ever good at anything consistently does it. All right. Like it's insane. All right. And so if you want to be good at wholesaling, and once you get good at wholesaling, you actually get rich in wholesaling, mm-hmm. you consistently do it. Guys, I for the 7 years, this is like dog years for me, like multiplied by seven. Like I feel like I have 49 years in the game here. I will tell you straight up, I have thought about wholesaling real estate pretty much my entire life since about 17 years old. Okay. Like lived, breathed, all I did was wholesaling. Like, It's really bad. Like,
you made the time investment.
You know, when I wake up in the morning, it's wholesaling. When I go to bed, it's wholesaling. Like it's all I think about. And I, you know, other things too, but like money is always on my mind. And guess what happens when I consistently think about it? I can consistently think about new ways to wholesale, new ways to do things. And it's all I think about, which I'm so automatic when it comes to it that I just go in any business and help anyone get rich on it because I know it works.
He comes to dinner with this stuff.
I do.
When I try to take a break and I'm like, dude, like his mother's like,
we'll do like a family dinner. I'm like,
okay, talk about wholesaling. The reality is it's not just wholesaling. Show me your daily habits and I can pretty much tell you where your life's going. Wholesaling is no different. If it comes to fitness, it comes to emotional fitness, if it comes to spiritual, anything you do, show me your daily habits. And it should be boring and mundane because that's what it is. I tell you, and the other thing we'll get to is you have to do wholesaling on days you don't want to do it. Like you don't want to cold call one day, not an option. It's just like working out. It's everything else. Show me your daily routine and I will tell you where you're headed. And if you don't know what your daily routine is, I already know what the problem is. Nine times out of 10, when you guys talk to me, I already know by your vocabulary, by your actions. I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you, I had to go through a long journey of this myself. Things have to be non-negotiable with you. And it just like I tell you, do you have to be accountable to yourself at the end of the day? If you negotiate with yourself, you're not going to get very far. You have to be more loyal to yourself than any other person. Honestly, if you can't have that relationship with yourself, that's why most people struggle getting financial freedom, getting freedom of their time. It's got to start with you. Daily habits. So listen, if you go, well, Rick, I'm a little bit lost. Just sit down with a journal and write down your daily habits. And you don't have to do it by photograph. Just take the rest of the week and write it down. From the time you wake up, the time you go to bed, you'll be shocked how much time you are wasting.
That's it. So guys, you got to repeat, consistently do it. So never quit and just keep going. Okay. I already told you, I'm a weird guy. You know, all I think about is wholesaling, and that comes out of me. Like, I wholesale real estate. That's all I basically, I mean, I do so many other things, but like wholesale real estate's always my priority. And guess what I do for fun? I make wholesaling real estate YouTube videos. That's weird, right? And that has led to me doing more wholesaling deals. So on my free time, I do live streams like this and I do more wholesaling. And I talk about, literally my free time is talking about wholesaling. I'm a weird obsessed individual, but it takes that weird obsessed one out of a million individual in wholesaling to go, literally I spent almost 1,000 hours, not 1,000 hours, probably, yeah, actually inside of freewholesaling.com, curating it, creating the stuff in it and doing all that stuff. I got paid not a dime for freewholesaling, but why? Because I knew I wanted to help other people. That's how much I love this business. And that's the truth. So guys, I'm telling you, I'm a weird guy. That's why I'm showing you how to do this. You got to listen to me because I'm so weirdly obsessed with it. I have talked to so many wholesalers that actually do well with it. It changes it. So one thing we need to talk about too, this is really important, but this is the working smart versus working hard. There is a very fine line here. Okay. So a lot of wholesalers that work hard, they'll take what I say, but they won't work smart. And if you don't work smart, you're going to be terrible. Okay. So there's people out here coming to me saying, Zach, I only have 2 hours a day to wholesale houses. I'm like, that's plenty, right? Because I'm not going to tell them to work hard. I'm going to tell them to work smart because 2 hours a day is not hard work. You have to work very smart at that point. And really what I tell anyone, just reverse drive for dollars, like 2 hours a day, 14 hours a week. You should be able to pull a deal a month by doing that. But you got to do it every single day. Mm-hmm. 5 to 7 p.m. reverse drive for dollars. But what my guru said, if you try to cold call 2 hours a day on like a regular prop stream list, it's 2 hours a day is probably not enough. I hate to tell you this, right? Now, if you did the 2 to 7 p.m. thing like me, yes, you can easily all day, every day, I'll almost guarantee you deals by doing it. But you got to work smarter with that. And so what's the best like yin and yang for this, right? I'm going to break down right now what it is. When you got $300, working smart, in my opinion, is all about ROT. And everyone knows about ROI, return on investment, right? Mm-hmm. What's the return on investment I'm teaching you guys today? 100 grand, basically 10 grand a month with only $300 ad spend, right? That's a good ROI. The ROI is already there. But ROT is return on time. Let me say it one more time. Return on time. How much time I put in to make that 100K. Now, you could put in 10 hours a week to make that 100K, or you could put in 100 hours a week to make that 100K, right? You can get the same result. It's just the type of list and things you do. So let's talk about this for a second. To work smart, you have to do stuff that most people aren't willing to do. The smarter you work is usually the more rare the list is. It's like a Pokemon card, okay? The more rare it is, the better, okay? That's how it works. And so, for example, to work smart is reverse rank for dollars. Nobody outside of this YouTube channel reverse drives for dollars. I was talking to Deal Machine the other day, and biggest drawing for dollars app in the entire history of wholesaling, right? Mm-hmm. And I talked to him like, why am I the only person that talks about reverse drawing for dollars? I just, because I sent him like 5 other guys because they want to do podcasts that literally made over 100K from reverse drawing for dollars. Like, and they all use Deal Machine, right? DMZach.com. It's like, he's like, I don't get it. He's like, they go to all the events and they're like, no one ever talks about reverse drawing for dollars. Like, you're the only one. And it gets all these people, because nobody's willing to do it. No guru wants to claim that we invented that method. We didn't found the method, but we're the ones that made it mainstream and we're the ones that talk about it. No one else is willing to do it because it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. Yeah. It's not. But you put sticky notes in ugly houses. Hey, this is Zach. I got a quick question about your property. Boom, right? But most people aren't willing to do it. So that's a very smart way to do it. Now, working hard is cold calling a list that every wholesale and their mom is doing. Because the more saturated the list is, the harder it is to get that deal. So you got to understand the working smart versus working hard. To work smart, you can also go to freelancing.com and see what works and what doesn't, right? Working smart is also being in the right area. I have a lot of wholesalers that work hard, get deals, but the cash buyers don't want to buy there. Wholesaling is an equation. It's a business. Mm-hmm. What's most businesses, right? You buy and sell things. That is 95% of all business out here, okay? Versus, almost 100% of businesses are them, right? You're buying or selling a service. So you're selling services, you're buying tangible items and selling them, right? In wholesaling real estate, we're actually selling tangible items. Okay, what's the item? A printed contract or a digital contract, right? So we write up a contract and then we sell it to a cash buyer. A cash buyer is the one that pays our assignment fee, right? So I lock it up for 100, sell it for 120. Cash buyer gives a 120, $20,000 check to me, 100K to the seller, right? That's how it works. The cash buyer is the customer. And if you're in the wrong area, in an area the customer doesn't like, you're not going to do well. What would they say about real estate? It's all about location, right? If you're in the wrong location, you're not going to do well, right? You can have the most upscale Italian restaurant ever. But if you're in the middle of the hood, it's not going to do well, right? It's all about location in a lot of places too. And so if you're wholesaling in an area no cash buyers want to buy, your results are going to suck.
Yeah.
And that's working hard versus smart. Call up cash buyers, hey, where are you looking to buy? And then wholesale in those areas. I guess all the time it's like, should I wholesale in this market? Are there customers? Yeah. That's pretty much it. And so I have a rule. I call it the Walmart rule. You know, if there's Walmarts near you, you could probably wholesale there. That's where civilization is, right? That's pretty much if I know you're in civil. Oh, I'm 40 minutes from the closest Walmart. Yeah, you're very far away from anything nice, right? That's the problem. And so you got to be in the right areas. Talk to your buyers, right? So let's kind of get in some tangible things to really just start getting into it, right? Because I'm trying to get your mindset right. If you don't have your mindset right, the stuff you're going to do well. So what are your options with $300, right? Let's talk about it. So learning, freelancing.com. I mean, I hate to say it. That's all you pretty much got,
no
right?
No brainer.
There ain't no guru for $300 going to teach you anything. That's worth their weight, I guess. I don't think there's one person that makes 100K that'll probably charge $300 to teach you for a year. Freelancing.com, we got the whole thing set for you for free. So you got that. You got the YouTube channel. You got comments. You do one-on-ones. Talk to me for free today, right? All those stuff, but that's how to learn, right? What about marketing, right? Honestly, $300, your options, they're not crazy low, but they're not insane. Okay, so cold calling is probably going to be your top one. The reason why I push so many beginners to cold call is because when you cold call, you actually gain skills. So I market and gain skills at the same time. A lot of you guys out here that are brand new that try to avoid cold calling, frankly, you suck at talking to sellers. You have no confidence. You don't really sound too good on the phone and you don't sound like a legit professional person trying to buy a house. I'm not saying you have to act professional or anything crazy like that, but talking to a seller is a skill. It is a people skill. It's a sales mm-hmm. skill. Wholesaling has a lot of skills in it too. And so if you suck at talking to sellers and random people, oh, Zach, I'm an introvert. Introverts are the best wholesalers because they ask questions and they shut their face. Introverts can easily learn how to talk to sellers all day, every day, right? Here's the cool part, right? Naturally, I don't think I've ever said, but this is true. You know this, you're naturally an extrovert and I'm naturally an introvert. Mm-hmm. But the way that you talk to sellers is very introverted. And the way I talk to sellers is extroverted, right? Yep. It's kind of random. It's kind of flipped.
Yep.
It's tend to be very opposite. And so, you know, naturally inclined to be an introvert on these things because I think all the time, right? I can talk to sellers and I just ask questions and I just hear people talk and then I can make analysis from there and then go after it from there. Now, is that random? I don't know. But I get excited talking to everyone thinks I'm an extrovert because I talk about wholesaling. I talk about wholesaling all day, every day. I got no problems with it, right? But it's just so funny. And so with cold calling, you just got to talk to sellers. You gain the skills talking to sellers and you do so, so well. I'm telling you, cold calling is going to be a game changer for making your skills go up, talking to sellers and getting rich with this too. So I'll tell you, cold call guys, every person that doesn't sound good on the phones, get your butt out there, start calling. Okay. So next here, what other good channels, right? Drawing for dollars is a great one. Most wholesalers still aren't willing to do it. I would add some reverse drawing for dollars on there too. If you could stick to 100 sticky notes a week, you'll easily get a hold. I'm telling you, you will close deals. Like it'd be insane. Most people aren't willing to commit to 100 a week. I don't know why. You can literally listen to Taylor Swift on your AirPods, drive around town looking for ugly houses. That's it, right? You go through probably two albums.
Why Taylor Swift?
I don't know. I think most people like Taylor Swift, right?
Maybe that's a penalty till you get a wholesale deal.
Oh, that'd be good too. That...
I like Taylor Swift.
No, I'm just telling you. Like,
I'm a
reverse drive for dollars.
Swift fan. Terrible.
I'm just telling you. Like, listen to whatever music you like. Like, it's more enjoyable than sitting around cold calling all day if you don't want to cold call. Like, I know people hate cold, but getting the skills up. But then you can drive for dollars and then reverse drive for dollars there. But like ROT wise, reverse drive for dollars probably there. Also, here's another marketing method no one ever talks about. You have a phone. You find an ugly house. Take a picture of that house. Go to streetpeoplesearch.com. Get the free phone number from there. Text them, hey, is everything okay at the house with the picture of the house? I promise you, you're going to get a response from that person. You can send 15, 20 of those a day on your personal phone, 20 times 30. That is 6,000, right?
600.
600?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
200 times 30 would be 6,000.
But if you did, no, that'd be 200 a day, right? Yeah. I'm getting my wires mixed up today. But it would be basically, yeah, 600 every single, yeah, that'd be 600 a month. I mean, not terrible. But you do 600 reverse drive for dollars leads, you can definitely get a deal from there. So texting wise, get a 50% response rate, 300 contacts. 300 contacts should lead to 4 appointments. And those 4 appointments, one of them should be a deal. So you should be able to even get a deal from the texting. So just doing the math here, guys. Texting will work. On top of that too, we have what we call digital bandit signs when you got that cash. Digital bandit signs. Think about that for a second. You can post bandit signs digitally on the internet with the power of AI that we teach. Where do we teach it? Freewholesaling.com, right? It's all in there. It's all in there. Go to freewholesaling.com. You can literally go on Facebook. You can post on Craigslist. You can get people in groups and get motivated sellers there. Most people on Facebook, so most of your deals are going to be there. Guys, digital bandit signs are insane. Also, on top of that too, you can do regular bandit signs. How did I get my first wholesaling deal? Bandit signs. How to make my first 100K? Bandit signs. They're not the best overall for the average wholesaler.
They work.
If you're in a market that it works, you can get rich doing it, right? And what list should we be going after, guys? Honestly, government lists are probably going to be your only one. I mean, drawing for dollars and government lists should be the only ones you're focusing on. Oh, should I do dmzac.com, listrei.com? Guys, don't make it fancy. Just stick to the government list, guys. It'll be the best one. Now, if you're virtual, we can consider listrei.com and stuff, but $300 isn't too much money. So I'd probably stick to that. And then on top of that too, you can do something. We just released this on Tuesday, right? We're calling it what? Bandit comments, comment bandits, bandit commenting, name pending, but where you can basically steal your competition's leads
reverse
from
digital.
Yeah. Reverse digital bandit, whatever. Basically, what that means is you can steal your competition's leads on Facebook ads.
Go back and watch the live
Tuesday
on Flip with Rick.
Just,
check it out.
It's
pretty
insane.
Cool.
I'm telling you right now, you can go when you find your competition's Facebook ads, comment below any of the ad copy we tell you to do, and you'll have motivated sellers texting you saying, hey, I'm actually looking to sell my house. It's insane. It works. We've proven it. We show the proof on that you did on the live stream Tuesday. It was an insane one. And it was an old strategy we used to do. And we're trying to bring back old strategies because I figure out no guru ever talks about them. And I'm just, when I tell you in my heart, I'm trying to give you every single tool possible to get a deal. We do it, right? And when I tell you all I think about is wholesaling, like that's one of the things we think about. And then boom, we get into it, right? And so I'm telling you, bandit sign comments, they work so stinking well. And then really the last thing you can do is just JVing or joint venturing. So even if you suck at wholesaling, okay, if you can just figure out how to cold call the four rents and find landlord buyers and connecting with people that can't sell their deals, you'll do well. The truth is most wholesalers suck at dispositions and cash buyers. And in my opinion, it's the easiest part. Cash buyers are people that buy houses, renovate them to flip or to rent out. All the landlord buyers are renting out the properties, and they have an entire list for you to call, right? There's realtors for the cash sales. There's cash sale list on listrei.com. It's almost impossible not to read. There's on PropStream right now, listrei.com. There is zachdata.com. There is a list of every, and let me say that repeat again. There's a list of every cash buyer ever in your city is in listrei.com. Go to cash sales. People that buy houses cash are inherently cash buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can learn how to tell you how to qualify them, which we have the whole thing in freewholesaling.com, you'll have no problem at all wholesaling houses. But the problem is when it comes to joint venturing, people don't know what to do and how to do it. You just got to find someone that's struggling with it, get that JV agreement done, and we'll get it going, guys. I'm telling you, that is how you do it, right? You got no money. How do we do our dispositions right? Honestly, I would say for cash buyers, Zillow for Rents is probably the best one. Call them up. Hey, I'm not looking to rent out your house, but I was seeing if you're looking to buy any more houses for cash. I'm a wholesaler. You go to Facebook groups. You can post the ad copy we have. Realtors, they represent people for cash sales. If you mention they get paid, they'll be happy with you. You can go to property auctions. There's 40 people bidding on a property. Guess what? 40 of them, 39 are going to lose out. They're going to be sad and they have all this cash and they want to buy houses.
It used to be one of help my favorite
out.
Ways.
Help them out, right? You go to title companies. Guess what? If it's a wholesaling-friendly title company, they deal with cash buyers all day, every day. And they want to make money to get more, basically, title fees. That's maybe a ripoff, but we're not going to talk about that.
Title companies, they know everybody in your market. And if you can develop a relationship with you, it will save you years of groundwork. Honestly, I've had so many times in my career, I needed a buyer at the last minute. Like one buyer backed out, whatever. Who cares if you keep the deposit or not? I need to get this deal funded. And more times than I can share with you, a title company has bailed me out. Now, don't complain about their title fees when they do it, because they'll probably charge you more. But I'm just telling you, the more you get to know your title company, they know everybody. They know every lender. They know every hard money lender. They know the real cash buyers. They know the real players of wholesalers. And they know the cash buying real estate agent. So the more time you spend with them, you can't force this. You do have to make a time investment, which we talked a lot about today. Title companies are amazing, man, because at all transactions, we talk about all 95% of real estate transactions go through real estate agents, right?
Yep.
Well, I would say 98 to 99% go through all title companies. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And you can have a relationship with more one title company.
I would say
they'll find out.
Actually, I would say 95% because there's so many quick claim deeds or those transactions. I don't know.
I don't think.
But we could debate that all day. But I'm just saying, like, they're all. I mean, how much money have we personally paid to title companies? It's insane. It's
crazy, but they've helped us.
Yeah. And so I'm telling you guys that your dispositions should be easy, right? And the thing I need to let you know is, and a lot of people have some limiting beliefs in their life. I'm too young to wholesale. I don't have enough money to wholesale. All these things. Let me be straight up for you. When you're dealing with your competition, right? Let's say you're dealing with a guy that spends a lot of money on marketing. You're in my market. Here's the truest thing ever I learned as a beginner. Your seller does not care how much money you spent to get in front of them. Let me repeat that one more time.
I don't care.
Your seller does not care. They care about how much you listen and how much you care. And then obviously your offer could be a dependent factor in there, but your rapport should be able to affect that a little. So a lot of people think I only have $300. I feel inferior to somebody that's spending 20 grand a month in marketing. If you get in front of that seller in your eyes, you could spend 40 grand a month in marketing. They don't like care. That should give you all the confidence in the world.
It's just like fishing. When you go fishing, the fish have no idea what boat you're in.
They don't care.
They don't know how expensive your boat is. They don't care how long it is. If you hook a fish, it's the same thing in wholesaling. The fish don't care if you got a 95-foot yacht or a 10-foot rowboat. And it's the same thing in wholesaling. A lot of you guys are starting on a 10-foot rowboat, but you have incredible willpower and that boat will grow over time. You got to understand. So many of you want to start off with a 90-foot yacht. It doesn't make sense in the beginning. You have to prove it. You all watch Shark Tank, right? There's one common denominator. The people that go out and test their product to see if they get what? Sales, and it actually makes money. Those are the ones that the sharks invest in. The ones that sit behind a desk all day and do R&D, and they spend their life savings trying to develop the product. Nobody wants to invest in them because they know the business is going to fail because it's their own idea. So wholesaling is the same thing. Is you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you do have to go out. And if you can convert like for free or $300 and you can make money on it, imagine what you could do if you actually made an investment in your marketing, stuff like that. So many times the best wholesalers come from the ones that start out broke because they understand how to talk to customers. They understand the systems. Give a guy 10 or 20 grand and go, I want to start a wholesaling business and show me how. They think they're going to skip the journey and they believe someone else is going to do the work for them. And even if you hire that person, you're going to be in shock because you actually have to go out and take a massive amount of action. No coach or guru is ever going to do that for you. And so much of the marketing is misled. They go, hey, this is going to be done for me. Guys, if you learn how to do it with little to no money, imagine what you can do when you actually have money. That's why we're big proponents of teaching you these methods.
Exactly. So you got $300, you want to get started wholesaling, make that plan. Okay, let's go over one last time how you actually do it, right? And let's talk about this, right? Learn, plan, attack, repeat. Guess what happens when an attack doesn't work? You can just go back to plan again and then keep attacking. And you keep attacking till you win. That's the point here, guys and gals. Attack, 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 attack. Don't stop, never surrender, and don't give up. So guys, go out here to freewholesaling.com, our free wholesaling course, and we'd love to help you out, guys. And I'm telling you, that is going to be the way for you to get successful for it too. And so I'm excited for it. I'm ready to go for it. And so what I want to do right now is answer some questions, some comments you guys have, and we're excited about it too. And so let's answer some comments. Let's answer some questions. So shout out to Ralph here. Ralph said, I paid money for courses and gotten access to paid courses. And you guys' free course covers the same exact things, if not more. Stop being lazy and take the free course. Can't say it better. Myself.
That for years.
So shout out to Ralph. I sent him over like four guys inside of Flipbook Plus that he's done deals with. And he's like, can I pay you half the deal? I'm like, no, just you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Because if I don't personally JV with you, like I don't like, you know, it feels weird to get like a percentage off of it.
We want you to be successful.
And so I'm just telling you, like we send a lot of deals. So shout out to Ralph here. He's legit. So
awesome.
He's a good guy. I send people to wholesalers, but I say be wary with the person. So I send people, send it to Ralph. He's done I've seen HUDs from him. He's been on the podcast, five or six deals I've seen with other people that like in freewholesaling.com. He's good, but just remember anyone outside of me could screw you. Okay. I'm just telling you. Right. And so we had another guy, he was in Illinois and he dealt with a guy I sent him. And this person I've done like four deals with him and he ended up screwing the guy. And I'm like, he'd never screw me because he'd know I'd destroy him publicly, but he's decided to screw the other dude. And I'm like, that's small the same world. Thing as screwing me. Okay. Yeah. And so the guy's dead to me. I tell you, you screw somebody on a wholesaling deal. You choose to screw somebody off of 10 grand. I was at that point where I remember being where 10 grand is everything.
You
take there. 10 grand from somebody. Like
I got a long list on our local market of people. We refuse to do business.
Scum of the earth to me. Like, I'm a man of my word and my reputation. When you screw with that, it's over. And so it's kind of funny. I see it all the time, but just be careful with it, you know? Also, I forgot to mention, I'm trying to help a Flipbook Plus member out. They're struggling with one deal. It seems good on paper. Let me know if you guys need talk about it. If you're in Jamestown, Pennsylvania, if you're a cash buyer or you're a wholesaler, send an email to support@flipbook.com. Say the word Jamestown, okay? Trying to do a JV deal with this guy. I'm trying to help him out. Honestly, the deal's okay. He says it's good. It's a really good deal. I looked at it's hard to find the comps on the deal. He got it for a really good price, though. So if you're a wholesaler in Jamestown, PA, email Jamestown, and I'll see if I can connect you guys, and we can get some money on it. I'm trying to help him out, so shout to him. And so let's talk about this. I think we're also probably going to do after we're done presenting, I'm probably going to just do a shout out to three or four places for sellmypaper.com. Like if you're in here and you want to JV with me, go do it. And so I think we get some more deals and we'll probably do that just to smooth over the entire dispositions process there. So Let's answer this and let's get into it and let's break it down. So freelisting.com, that's how you hop on here and talk to us. So let's see here. Only Moneyback says, hey, I have a seller that went $65,000, but she wants to do a $5,000 deposit. That's not bad. So how do you get over the deposit situation, right? There's two ways. You can borrow the $5,000 from somebody, which is never the best because they want to portion your deal. Just make sure that the EMD is written where it's owed after the inspection period. That's it.
Yeah.
If you make it a big deal, it is a big deal. If you don't make it a big deal, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Focus on getting the seller cashed out and keep in mind the money doesn't go to them. It goes to the title company escrow account. So I find if you don't make it a big deal, they don't make it a big deal. Some people are using it to vet you. If you got a smoking deal and you go, my God, you're getting it cheap, figure a way to make it work. Because all you have to do is get a cash buyer and assign your contract, and you could replace that deposit within days. So listen, if it's a marginal deal, listen, 5K is off the table. So just understand your deal, make sure you got the right comps, and go forward with it. But just don't make the deposit a sticking point.
Yeah, no, just do it after, okay? I love Aljan says, let's go, guys. Take advantage of the free course. Guys, either you take advantage or somebody in your market's going to take advantage of the info we give out, and then they'll destroy you.
Or someone's going to take advantage
guys,
of you.
Guys, knowledge is power in this business, okay, guys? And if you're going to let somebody in your own market take that knowledge, they'll destroy you with it, guys. That's why. We talk about this all the time. But I don't know why I'm using warfare analogies today for wholesaling, but it is a battle, right?
Yep.
You could have the strongest men. You can have more men, which is working harder, right? But if you're at a technological disadvantage or an information disadvantage, if you're in the wrong terrain, the wrong territory, you get destroyed, right? That's mm-hmm. why guerrilla warfare works so well. If you're at a knowledge disadvantage in your market with other wholesalers, you're going to lose. Knowledge is very important. That's why we had the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, because intelligence is so important. I'm telling you guys, you have to get the information that works, and you have to know what actively is working from active wholesalers that actually do this business and talk to people in the pulse in every single market in the United States of America. Inkspire Labs is a cool one here. He says, I've been working on learning wholesaling, got scammed out of $15,000 on a course and spent $10,000 on another. Woo! $25,000. That's a lot of money. Jesus. Never learned how to actually wholesale, and I've learned more from these two than anyone.
That's crazy, man. I'm sorry you had to go through it. Unfortunately,
twice. Story, come on, man.
This story is over and over. And
I know.
It's the reason we created freewholesaling.com.
Why do you think we do so many live streams? Why do you think we give so much free stuff? Why do you think I try to give my heart and soul to anyone who is willing to hop on a live stream and learn how to wholesale, the tools to succeed? Because I hate seeing stories like this.
I hate this part of our business.
But hey,
we got a black eye in wholesaling because we do this. So the good news is you found us, and don't worry, it doesn't define you. It's just going to make you stronger. And I've been scammed out of a lot more money, just so you know. It's like, this is going to be a minor amount of money in the long run. So just take the information, take action. Don't let it like make you so bitter, or so pissed off that you can't function anymore. Because sometimes we get that way when people, it just hurts, man. Like, honestly, pass the money. It just really hurts that people go out there and do crap like this. So just use it as fuel to pour in your action of wholesaling. And before you know it, it'll be in your rearview mirror.
And guess what? You had to spend $25,000 just to fit find us. That's a very cheap price. I'll tell you, for the free wholesaling course, was evergreen to talk to me for free on one-on-ones for the rest of your life. That's very cheap, actually. And so you got to figure it out. Like, I know all of our stuff's free, but like, it's inherently very, very, very expensive.
I find evergreen is like a trigger word.
We spend
wholesaling. Like, tens. Evergreen means I'm going to sell the crap out of you and I'm going to disappear in a couple of years. It just seems to be that way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard to make an evergreen, AKA lifetime agreement. You guys know that. Like, we have problems with products alone with that. Like, I look at boats all the time. They go, it's a lifetime warranty. The lifetime warranties is only as good as you're in business for. That's what it should say on there, lifetime. Whose life? Yours, mine, the businesses? Like, evergreen is a ridiculous, it is a marketing ploy used. And unless a company has a 100-year track record, it's really hard to live on that claim alone.
Exactly. And also, guys, want to do a quick announcement. I don't think I've mentioned this before, but no. So we have moved all of our live streams to the to one channel. So we're doing one channel per live stream now. Why are we doing that, right? So everyone knows we do four live streams, all the Flip with Rick network channels, right? So just letting you guys know, we have four YouTube channels. We have the Flip with Rick YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. We have the Zachkin YouTube channel, which is me. We have the Rickkin YouTube channel. And we have the Whole Thing Else is For Real channel. The Flip with Rick YouTube channel is the main channel where we get the best of the best of the best. We do two live streams a week, Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on the Zachkin YouTube channel, we do one live stream, me, at 10 o'clock at night on Sunday nights. And then on the Rickkin YouTube channel, he goes live Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. We are changing it. We're not changing it, but basically we used to do all of them live together. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the Flip with Rick live streams, it's only going to be in the Flip with Rick YouTube channel. No more wholesaling us is for real. No more Facebook. I'm posting it. It's only be posted on one YouTube channel. The reason why we're doing that is because we want everybody in the live streams to be together. We don't want people in the Zachkin YouTube channel live stream chat to be there.
Yeah, it gets confusing. Rickin.
We're putting everyone into one so y'all can network. Guys, I'm so, this is how dedicated I'm networking. You guys have to all be in the same room. And so we're going to do the biggest YouTube channel, which is the Flip the Rick YouTube channel. That'd be cool. We're trying as hard as ever to get 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year, hopefully.
Yep.
I mean, that's a weird goal, but like we'll try that. And so hopefully that'll help that too. But really, I want to get everyone together on this. And that means on the Rickin YouTube channel, he's only going to be live on that channel on Mondays, which means you need to subscribe to his channel. You need to subscribe to my channel too. On top of that, Flip the Rick, we're also, we give out three extra videos. So videos drop on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Flip the Rick channel. Zachkin is going to be twice a week videos and one live stream. You do two videos, one live stream. Then Wholesaling Houses for Real is going to be basically clips of the live stream and like replays of things we've done before. Really just kind of replaying things like that, that we do. So just so everyone knows our schedule, you're going to be like, where's the, see, the problem is not a lot of people hop on the live stream starting out. And then they all like, where I'm on the Zachkin channel. Where's his live stream? It's all in Flip with Rick right now.
You're on Facebook, then, you're on this.
So this is why you need to have your notification set. And so make sure you have your notification set so you don't miss it. The reason why I saw this, long time no hear, YouTube been hiding y'all from me. So why is YouTube hiding? You just got to...
Don't say anything bad about YouTube, please.
Yeah, we don't get in trouble here. But like...
We love you, YouTube.
Click the bell notification icon, okay? And so you get notified whenever we go live. We'll go live on the same time every single time. So yeah. I'm just telling you guys. So you don't want to miss it.
You got to go to one place.
But there is only one place you can go on the one-on-ones. That is in the Facebook group. Okay, I'll tell you that. So if you want to go in the Facebook group, you actually want to talk to us one-on-one absolutely for free, you actually have to go out here and be in the Facebook group. So you want to hop on here, Wholesaling Houses for Real, 107,000 members. Holy moly. You click here. Y'all can see this, right? Yeah, yeah. That's insane. You click here, you click StreamYard, and then boom, you'll be sent here to talk to us. Absolutely for free. Also, guys, subscribe to the YouTube channel. How do we have 107,000 people in the Facebook group and then only, 86,000 in the channel?
Yeah, come on,
there's 15,000 people who have like almost 20,000 people inside the Facebook group that haven't subscribed. Why? You're missing on these live streams, man.
Come on, guys.
But yeah, I'm telling you guys, but you hop on there, you can talk to us, and we can help you out become the best wholesaler possible. You do that, we talk to you one-on-one. We talked to y'all just like Sebastian here. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? How can I help you out?
Hey, awesome. Oh, this is sweet. Doing good. Man, my first time on here, so super happy to,
welcome.
To be able to talk to you guys. I'm actually from Florida, but I live in Kansas City now, so I'm at work, so I had to shuffle around a bit to hide some stuff. But
what part of Florida are you from?
I was from Orlando, born and raised. Cool. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. But yeah, so I've been watching you guys for a couple months now, started taking action, maybe a month now, but really started cold calling the last 2 weeks. And so started actually cold calling the probates and code violations and tax delinquents. And so it seems like I've been getting the best responses from the probate leads. It seems like even from like 20 calls, there was like four of them that were interested. And so I've got one that seems to actually be like pretty interested, and I've actually had two phone calls with this older couple who the wife, her younger brother passed away. And so they had just got into the probate process. And so just trying to, you know, lay the foundation, build some rapport with them. It seems to be going well so far. But kind of just want to make sure that there's, when it comes time to like getting it under contract, do I actually need to bring anything to the judge or to the lawyer other than the purchase and sale agreement?
So I'm going to give you the you have to simplify probate. So you did the hardest job, which is to reach out, take action, and locate them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Understanding you're new to wholesaling. That's great. Your main objective is marketing, finding and connecting with motivated sellers. So you've connected with the seller, you've got great rapport.
Yeah.
They're interested in working with you. All you have to do, I just look me in the eyes here.
Yeah.
All you have to do is write a contract and you sign it and the seller signs it. Stop worrying about the lawyer. The judge has nothing to do with it. Remember, judges and lawyers are there to oversee the legal merits of how probate works. Their job is not to assess the value. Their job is not to tell you how you can do it. Well, kind of. But the reality is your agreement should be private between you and the seller. You come, obviously, you have to come to a number that the seller agrees on and that is going to make sense for you. You know, there's a lot of factors that go in if it's vacant, if it needs work. But your only job, you simply try to, you don't try, you are going to make the best attempt you can to get and sign a contract with the seller. That's it. Now, there's no guarantee the seller might go, well, I want to run it through my attorney and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Try the simple approach of entering into an agreement with them.
Okay.
Because if you do that, you don't need everyone else's permission to move forward. Now, it doesn't always work out that way, but you got to try that approach first. And if you don't ask, you're definitely not going to get.
Right.
Because once you anchor that price, everything like that, the only job of an attorney and a judge is to make sure it's legitimate. They are the correct person in charge of the probate and they can proceed with the probate. Period. Okay. You're going to listen. Lawyers give bad information every day to people in probate. I've told everybody in America, you don't have to wait till a probate's complete. For the most part, you don't. Mm-hmm. Why does everybody think of this conception? When the probate's complete, if you wait till a probate's complete, understand this. That property then gets titled into the new person's name, and then they can take it to market and get the highest bid possible.
Yeah.
We help people create certainty and we create convenience for them. And that's why most people reach out to you in the beginning process of probate and they go, listen, Sebastian, I just want to get this property sold. Like, I'm tired of it. And then once they earn an agreement, they go, listen, now I can show you how you can actually. You, and then the lawyer's going to go, well, you signed a contract. I don't think that was the greatest move. The lawyer can't undo it. And then if your client, the seller, wants to get rid of that property, you can work with your title company. You're not a legal expert. You're not a lawyer on how they can sell that property sooner than later so they can stop paying the mortgage, stop paying the insurance, stop running the AC, stop cutting the lawn, stop shoveling the snow in the winter. Because 9 times out of 10, the piece of real estate is the biggest drain on the personal representative. And a lot of people aren't in a position to be able to pay that money. So that being said, the first thing you want to do it is you want to have a direct line with the seller and enter into a contract. Now, if that doesn't work out and they use, well, I got to run it by my lawyer. Phase two is make sure you anchor your price with your seller. So you and the seller agree to the price. So when the lawyer goes, well, I don't think that price is right. You get appraisal. They go, no, no. I talked to Sebastian. I'm fine with $200,000. We're fine with that. And then if the lawyer wants to like change a couple things here and there, so be it. Who gives a crap? Just don't let them change the price and don't let them change who the buyer is. And that's what you got to do. Now, you're going to get curveballs. You're going to get crazy requests, but honestly, the judge does not give a crap at the end of the day. There are some small exceptions for certain states, but I'm not going to go into it here. For the most part, if you can get agreement with the personal representative or AKA the executor, you are in the absolute best position. And it doesn't always work out that way.
So who would then take the agreement to the court? Would it be the seller themselves or would it be me? How would that actually be presented?
So, you know, every state's a little bit different, but it's part of the probate process. Okay. And they have to file for a motion to liquidate the asset, okay, which would be done before the probate's done, or they have to wait till the probate's completed. Occasionally you have to. And remember, the PR is on, once they sign the legal agreement, they're obligated to sell that property. Okay. So I don't fight the system. The best thing you can do, and you got to understand up front, if you enter an agreement with that seller, you now have a legal claim to that property. Now, what we want to do is get it sold as quickly as possible. But sometimes you get delays with judges. You get all sorts of crap that comes up. It is what it is. So the first priority is after you locate the seller and you engage them and get a great rapport with them is to enter an agreement. You're overthinking the process. Now, if you want, the best way to learn how to do this is spend time with your title company because they close a lot of deals in probate and they know the process for your county in your state. Mm-hmm. And then what you also want to do is over time is, it sounds like you're getting a niche with probate, so you're smart, is you want to read the state statutes and how probates flow and how they work. Okay. Remember, you got to know the rules of the game if you're going to play. In the beginning, you don't need to know all the rules. This is what screws up most wholesalers. They want to know every rule before they even start. You're smart. You took action. You move forward. Like, you're in the best position you can possibly be. So try to get that agreement. If you can't get the agreement, he says, listen, I want to run it by my lawyer, which a quarter to 50% of them do, say, it's fine. I just want to make sure you're okay with the terms and the price and re-solidify it with her. So when she gives it to the attorney, as long as you have a legal binding contract, then all they can do is change the verbiage or anything like that. Because the attorneys, they want to get their money clause into them. They want to get appraisals. They want to list it with a real estate agent. And they want to drag on the probate as long as possible because they can bill more hours. They'll never honestly say that. But I talk to a lot of attorneys that do probate. That's what they're doing. So you don't need to know all this stuff. I was clueless my first year doing this. I'm like, why is this getting delayed? Why is this? Get into that agreement. And for the record, you probably should not do a two-page agreement on a probate that's going to run by a lawyer. They don't like it. Okay. So ask your title company, what is the acceptable standard real estate contract that, you know, you see 90% of the time, and use that contract. And you're going to have that same terminology in that contract. As long as it's assignable, you're good to go. And then the closing date, push it out because you don't know when it's going to close and you don't want to have to go every month to get an extension on that property. My recommendation, put on or before 6 months, the end of the year. But it doesn't mean like you're ready to close right away. You're going to push this, but you got to get it under contract before you can start the push. If you try to push before the contract, you're going to blow the deal up.
So just get the contract, man.
And so as far as the actual purchase and sale agreement, I've used the one that you guys, give on freeholdsmade.com, sent it to my title company. They had a few little tweaks to make. I sent it back to them. They were like, all right, this looks good. Just a blank one. Yeah. But for the probate one, should I use the official like Missouri state?
Yes. You know why? Because you're an attorney. So it's probably going to go by the attorney. So just be prepared. I tell everybody in probates, like when it goes by, attorneys freak out when they see a two-page contract. They think something's wrong.
Yeah.
They think someone's getting screwed. The reality is they've accepted all the language and typical real estate approved contract is 10 pages plus. They just feel like you're legit when you do that.
Okay.
As opposed to 2 pages, they're like, I've never seen a 2-page contract. I would never endorse you entering an agreement with someone like that. So make sure it's assignable and make sure you have your regular terms already built in there, inspection periods, all that other stuff.
All right.
One more question, if you don't mind. So you guys have been talking about pre-probates on PropStream, I believe. I know that I've, through like the local clerk of courts, I can see like death certificates and I myself can like cross-reference, see if they own property, all that stuff. How would I go about, would the process be any different as far as cold calling them? Or is it the exact same script or anything like that?
Same script, man.
Exact same thing.
They want to sell, they want to sell. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah.
It's like any seller though, you know, it's always better to ask than not.
Yep.
And so the question is, there's a motivating factor with this person. Should I call them? Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
It always lead you a better chance of getting a deal than not.
Yeah. So, and a few of them have said they're not interested right now. Like when I cold call them, I'm not upfront with like, hey, I see you on a probate, right? I'm just, you know, the same script you guys use. And so I've had a few that are like, we might sell it in a few months, or, they're not interested in selling right now.
Welcome to wholesaling real estate.
Yeah.
Follow-up game, right? That's what it's all about. Put it on the podio, call them every other week. Until you get that deal.
Okay. Even that frequently every other week.
Yes, dude. Of course at that point.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
No seller's going to say, you know, that Sebastian guy, he cares too much. Don't you hate that? Yeah. Come on.
Even if they didn't say it's in probate, I'll just be like, hey, just checking in. Just
checking in. I know you said you want me to check in. Seeing how everything's going.
Perfect.
And Sebastian, here's a line for you. You can say, listen, in the event the property has to go through probate, I can show you how you can sell it before the probate's even done.
That's it, man.
Like, explain anymore. And then if they give it an appointment, then you can explain it to them. If not, so especially if you already know they're on the probate list, throw that line out there. It works phenomenally.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Sweet. Okay, bud.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Okay. Cool, update us. Let us know. See you.
All right. Later. Cool. And then we got Joel.
You there? I think he set his phone down.
Why he says phone down? Giovanni.
Yvonne. People are checked out today.
Yeah, they're sleeping on me. Darius?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is, awesome, man. Awesome. A man paying attention.
All right. What's up, man? How can I help you out?
Oh, it's great to see you guys again. This is my third time being on this live. I just want to say I appreciate all the information you share. I feel like I'm on the precipice of a great life change. So yesterday things kind of popped off for my efforts. I've been reverse driving for dollars, post on Craigslist. And
did you freeze or did we freeze?
Did I lose you for a second?
All right.
Okay.
You're good. Go ahead.
So I had somebody that was very interested. When she first hit me up on Craigslist, I didn't respond fast enough. So she said she had it. She went on the contract with somebody else by the time I got to her. But yesterday she hit me up and said that the person fell through, because I told her if the person falls through, just contact me. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And I got her to a price, which was, it's a house in Macon, Georgia. I got her to a price of $10,000. But I was a little unsure about the property, like my, because it needed a lot of work. It's a one bedroom, one bathroom.
Welcome to Macon.
Yeah. And she originally wanted 19, but I got it down to 10. And I told her, let me talk to my partner, because I kind of wanted it cheaper, which I felt like maybe I should have just stayed at 10 and got it under contract, like you guys just said. But I called her back. And at the same time, I was actually talking to a buyer in the same area. And I believe the buyer is going to take the property for 15. Awesome. But I was a little unsure. So I went back to her and offered her 8.5. And she really so the whole thing is, she, and I think I was just a little bit empathetic enough, because she was getting the money for her mother's cancer. Jeez. And so I think when I said that 8.5, because she had already had somebody that was going to give her 20, and then I came down, got it down to 10. So I think when I said the 8.5, it kind of rubbed her the wrong way, and she backed out. So before she got off the phone, I did my best to kind of like call her back in, because she just wanted to rush off the phone. I was like, listen, I could do the 10. That's just the price that my partner wanted to do. But she rushed off the phone, and then I told her, like, I'll send her a contract, and she kind of just agreed. It felt like she was just blowing me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. But she kind of just agreed to it. And then I haven't been able to contact her since yesterday, when I called her at our designated time today. So I'm not going to attach to it, but I'm wondering if y'all also feel like maybe me lowballing her under the 10,000 was the reason that she kind of backed out like that.
Darius, she didn't back out because you lowballed. Let's be honest, man. I'm saying this in the nicest way. I always say this: greed will get you killed in this business. Pigs get slaughtered in wholesaling real estate. I'm not calling you that, but I'm just saying, when you let greed take over, you will lose out. So she's not mad that you lowballed. It's okay to lowball. But when you agree to a price and they...
Because I agreed to it tentative that I would speak with my partner. And I already said that. I said I agreed.
Still, it's a type of agreement.
You put a condition. Yeah.
You put a condition. They feel like their problem is relieved and they're happy. And then you pull that under them. It's a form of betrayal. And that is a form of loss of trust, right?
And you got to keep in mind, she just got done with another investor that didn't live up to their end of the bargain. And she probably feels like you're going to keep changing the price on her. So it's about trust, and you lost her trust. That's fundamentally what happened.
I think you can save it, hopefully. Are you local to Macon?
No, I'm in Jonesboro. I'm in Jonesboro, Georgia, and she contacted me on Craigslist.
How far is that from you, Macon?
About an hour and 30. So I text her after and was just like, I just kind of text her after the thing that the 10,000 price was good. But
I'm just being honest with you, man. Make out a trip with friends or family to Macon. I would go in person to her house for $5,000. You got to do it.
That's what I was thinking that I would do, but I just haven't had it. She just hasn't responded to my call or my messages. But my next step would be, I really thought I should have just met with her.
I hate to tell you, man.
I mean, you made a mistake. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's not,
but the problem is, you knew you were going to make 15 on it, and you decided to go lower from there.
Five.
No, you're going to sell it for 15.
Yeah.
So he knew you could sell it for 15.
And I wouldn't say it was, I don't know that it was just greed. It's just that the house really needs a lot of repair.
Darius,
it was one bedroom, one bathroom.
15, you were at 10. You should have taken it.
Yeah, you're right.
There's Trust me, I've done that where I've gone down in price, but the problem is there is an inherent risk of loss of trust by doing that. And if you're going to make a decent amount on it, you'll do well. You're making 50% of the contract price in an assignment fee. You're fine, insane. Man. So,
and also keep in mind, if you're going to do that, you got to at least have it under contract.
Right.
So you don't get shut out.
You need to have it under
contract. When you do it, you don't have it under contract, you know the price. But
let's talk about that. If you have it under contract and you go for the reduction, she says, screw you. You're still under contract. You're legal. But here's the problem. When you're not under contract, she can just get out and ghost you every day.
Okay. But I have another meeting at 3:30. I'm about to go under contract for a piece of land that I found driving for dollars.
Okay.
Here in Hampton, Georgia. It was a house that burnt down. I actually have a question about it. It was a house that burnt down, and they cleared the land completely, so it's just cleared. There's no liens or anything on it. He said that the inspection paid everything, the insurance paid things off, but he also said he mentioned something about Chase Bank contacting him for $40,000 because they said they had to clear the land out. So I'm wondering if anything like that... Right. I don't see. I mean, would it be a lien? What my title company detect?
Public record. It should be on there. I see what when you meet him, show proof of what it was and all that stuff, and you should probably get it.
Say it again.
Ask him show me the letter and then read the letter. You'll know from
there. Gotcha.
It's a lien or a request, you know.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I love what you guys do. Thank you for talking it out with me. I also got another appointment next Tuesday. So the techniques definitely work. You know, I'll make sure to take my wins when they come. I knew it would be fine, a lesson, man. For me, but
this is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. You're going to live a pretty good wholesaling life. So
you figure it out. But you've learned a valuable lesson from this. You won't make that mistake again.
I definitely won't. I definitely won't. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. I love this business. I love what you guys do, and just keep doing your thing, and I'm gonna keep following you guys.
All right. Awesome. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, man.
All
right.
Oh,
see you later.
Guys, that's what it's all about. Guys, take the wins you got, roll up the losses, and you'll keep it up, guys. So this is Zach Ginn signing out.
Rick Ginn signing out.
We will see you guys later on the Zach Ginn YouTube channel on my Sunday live stream. If you want to keep the party going on FlipTherk Plus, we do extended live streams. So we'll be going for an extra 30, 45, maybe an hour. It depends how many people are going to be on at Flip with Rick Plus. So if you want to sign up for that, actually hop on for the extended, all that stuff, just go to flipwithrickplus.com. We have 15 extra exclusive courses, our whole Digital Bandit Academy. So we teach Digital Bandit Signs in freelancing.com, but we have the whole academy thing inside in Flip with Rick Plus. You get a free ticket automatically to our two live events a year. Our next live event is going to be October 9th through the 20th. In Stuart, Florida, pretty gangster. 2 days with you and me. You might go crazy with us. But I get asked all the time about live events. It's all in FlipTherk Plus and then extended live streams. You can personally DM and message me and Rick any questions you guys have. Zooms, networking, can JV with people. We also send you guys JV deals, so that's exciting. So, guys, check it out, Flipbrick Plus, and see you guys soon. And this is Zach Kinn signing out.
Rick Kinn signing out.
Hit that like button, subscribe. Appreciate it, guys.